His name was Gopal Bhar. Gopal Bhar. And there is a king, Krishna Chandra. So the king should relax by joking words by the joker. That was sister Harman. So Gopal Bhar was constructing a house. So the king advised another friend that if you go to his new house and evacuate, because the house is not yet open, not yet established, then I will give you 1,000. So this man said, yes, I will go and do it. So he came to Gopal Bhar's house and began to say, Gopal Bhar, oh, I am called by nature. Tell me, show me where your privilege I have to pass. So he could understand that why this man has come here to evacuate. So yes, yes, come in, come in, come in. So he opened the new laboratory and brought a big stick. So he said, why you have brought this stick? Yes, you can pass stool, but if you urine one drop, I will kill you. So, how it is possible? It is not possible, I cannot allow. So, this police hand, you can speak, but if you use microphone, then I will kill you. Yes, Gopal Bhar's police. They would not say, not allowed, but in a different way. Our political diplomacy. Not directly, no, but creating such position, it is no. You are chanting also? Sixteen rounds?
He says he's trying his best to do so.
All right. Something is better than that. Of our morning lecture, you can question it. Kheta, kheta,
jayo,
jayo.
I had one question about nature of transcendental knowledge.
Yeah.
And it said in Bhagavad Gita that transcendental knowledge is of a nature that it's like fire. It burns to ashes, the reactions are simple like doing. But it may be sort of a nonsense question, but I couldn't understand how it is. What is the nature of knowledge that it can do this? How does transcendental knowledge burn to ashes again?
Yes, if you always engage your mind in transcendental topics, naturally, all other nonsense topics will be stopped. Or you'll have no interest in such topics. That is burnt down. Bhakti parashanu bhava virakti anand. That is the test. If you increase your devotion, then you will be not interested in ordinary things. Just like our devotees, they are not interested in the worldly topics. They do not like to go to the cinema. There is no more interest. You can see the film of Ratha Yatra, but you are no more interested to see ordinary film.
Srila Prabhupada, the word Kshetrajna, Kshetrajna, the knower of the body.
Kshetrajna.
Kshetrajna. Is that for one who is differentiating himself from his body? In other words, the person who has realized that there is field and there is knower, is he given that title, or is the person who cannot make that distinction, is he also given that title?
No, anyone who knows that, that I have explained, that everyone is sitting on the floor, that everyone knows that he is not floor, he is different from the floor. Is it very difficult?
No.
So this is Noah. Similarly, by common sense we can understand that we are not this body.
It says in the purport, now the person who identifies himself with the body is called Kshetrajna, the knower of the field. In the purport it says, the body is called Kshetra, or the field of activity for the conditioned soul. And the person who identifies himself with the body is called Kshetrajna, the knower of the field.
No, no, it is only...
No, it's everyone, everyone.
No, no.
Not just those people.
Identifies with the body, he is not Kshetra.
He does not know.
No. He is only...
This was my question. Yeah, I remember that. This was my question.
It is only...
From lecture, when one can...
Who does not identify, he says.
Who does not identify, yes.
It is wrong.
That's always questioned in Bhagavad Gita.
It is not, has been misedited. If we identify with what, how you know? Great question.
We can write that, make that correction.
Yes, writing it. One must know that I am not this one. And that is knowledge, and that is no one. That is common sense. I say it is my body. I don't say I body. That I explain. One who knows that I am not this body, he is real knower. And one who knows that I am this body, he does not know. He is in ignorance. Just like Daniel.
A Krishna conscious person, he can maintain position in family, government, business, anything.
Why not? All these Pandavas, they were government men. How they maintained Krishna consciousness? Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are fighting for political reasons. So they are Krishna consciousness, fully. Identifies with this body, he is described as cow or ass. How can we know? It is wrongly edited. That word not. It was edited by whom? Agree?
I agree.
Huh?
I agree.
they should be corrected.
You ask a question about transcendental knowledge. Actually, you explain that knowledge is not one thing, but it's composed of three things. It is the object, the knower, and the process. That is all knowledge.
Knower, knowledge, and the object. The object is Krishna, and you are knower, are trying to know, and the process is bhakti. Yes, sir. If you want to understand Krishna, then you have to adopt the process of bhakti, no other process. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamama vijana. No other process. No speculative philosophy or meditation. It is not possible. So, bhakti is the process. You are the knower, and Krishna is knowable. That's all.
This is why the impersonalist, they say ultimately the knower, knowable, and the known becomes one. That is their level. Monist. There is no more knower, knowable, no more. Simply knowledge, they say, simply knowledge. Oneness.
You quoted in the course of your lecture this morning, you quoted that verse from the 10th chapter, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tham. When that knowledge comes, the devotee is qualified by some degree of advancement?
The more he is qualified, the direction comes from Krishna.
And what form does that direction take? And what form does that direction take?
In whichever way. The real direction is that he may come back to home, back to Godhead after giving up his work.
Is that Buddhi, is that intelligence manifested in some way in his service or in his thinking?
Yes. Because the process is devotion, bhakti. Bhakti means not idle activity. Bhakti is not idle gossip, it is something activity. Therefore, karmi sometimes misunderstand. That they are working like us. Does it mean bhakti? This Arjuna is fighting. But ordinary man will see that he is a soldier, he is fighting. What is this bhakti? But Krishna sacrificed, yes, you are my devotee. My fighting is devotee. Because he's fighting for Krishna. That would be. Similarly, by the order of Krishna, whatever you do, that's what. Kormis cannot see. Kormis see. And Vaidiki means according to Vedic instruction. Whatever you do, if it is done for Krishna, then it is what.
Lodiki and
Vaidiki. Lodiki. Lokiki means ordinary, common activity.
But
Vaidiki means Vedic.
Okay.
just like a man is doing business in his motor car. So he has to do business as other motor car dealers do. So this is Laukiki. It is not Vaidiki. In Vaidic instruction there is no such thing that you do motor business like this. Therefore it is Laukiki. So either Laukiki or Vaidiki, if it is done for Krishna, it is Laukiki. Krishna also says, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasmasi, jat tapasasi, purushatam. Jat karosi means whatever you do, whatever means the activity must be laukiki or vaidiki. Whatever. There is no restriction, there are only vaidiki. No, even laukiki. Whatever you do. Find out this verse. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasnasi, tapasya sija.
Jat karosi, jat tapasya. Yat juhosi didasi yat, yat tapasyasi kontya, tat kuru swamat papanam, papanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me.
Report.
This is the duty of everyone. To mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together, and Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. Everyone has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious...
You give me. Whatever you can give me, Krishna says.
Any civilized man has to perform some religious, ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. And this is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age. But if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra around his beads, he is surely the greatest yogi as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
So there was that Professor Kartosky who was raising an objection. He was saying that you're a four-class system may work well in a simple agrarian culture like in India, but here where things are much more complicated, it would never work.
It is already there. He is Professor White. That is their rascalism. They are doing the same thing, but still they have declined the process. Why you have become professor? You remain ordinary worker. There is no need of professor. Why he has become professor of Indoraj? And there is two, among the workers also, there are two classes, manager class, worker class. You have to divide. Without division, just like this body is not a lump of matter, there is division. Without division, the body cannot work.
So that's no excuse.
That means there is rascals, they have simply imperfect knowledge, still they need it. That is our protest. So why you become leader? You have got so many imperfections. Why you are cheating people? That is our protest. You have no perfect knowledge, still you become leader. Why? Why you are cheating men like that? Just like the professor was speaking, that by combination of four chemicals, the life was done. And as soon as he was challenged, that if I give you these four chemicals, whether you can produce life, he said, that I cannot see. And then what is the use of speaking like that? So they are cheating. And people are being cheated, is still there given Nobel Prize. Oh, really big man. They'll talk all nonsense, at the same time they will become professor, teacher. And people will accept. So at least let us protest against this system.
There's a professor that came to see you in London, the religion professor.
Professor Hardy.
When he said that many times my students ask me questions that I do not know, so I try to answer. And he said, if you do not know, you should not teach. He said, our philosophy is, if you do not know, you should step down. He said, I cannot do that.
He's getting so many. No sincerity.
Actually, a devotee has an answer for every question.
Devotee, he can answer any question. Everything is discussion in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything, complete knowledge. Now in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this cosmic manifestation, now you find out this verse. Maya dhakshena prakriti swayate sa characharam. Maya, eme. Why do you? There will be. How can you stop them? As soon as you chant, somebody then you cannot say. You may stop middle for the song.
Maya Jakshena Pakiti Sriyate Sacharal Characharam Etunane Nakontya Jagat Vipriyat Tate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
So when Krishna is directing, is it endless? The whole cosmic manifestation. Is it endless? There is some purpose. Otherwise, why God has created and He is directing? These people, they cannot understand.
They
are
challenged.
Huh?
They have arguments.
What is that?
They will say that if you, just like, actually think there is no order behind things. If you throw a ball against a wall...
So who is rascal for throwing that ball? Who is that rascal? throwing that ball. If you are giving that example, somebody is throwing ball, who is that rascal throwing that ball?
Let's say someone who wants to prove there's no direction to wave bounce.
Rascal, as soon as you say throwing ball, that somebody is throwing. How can I deny? He gives the example throwing ball. Throwing ball means somebody is throwing.
The original thrower.
Yes. The motion is given by somebody.
What they said in East Berlin.
Huh?
What they said in East Berlin when we were preaching.
Yeah.
Was that material nature has always been there, and life has come
yes,
from
that.
Matter. They say that matter is eternal.
Yeah.
They can say anything they want, but that doesn't mean it's logical.
Matter is, what is that? Let us understand.
They were saying was that there is no God behind it.
No, why not? Have you got any experience within your experience that anything was there?
Well, that's what they say.
They say the rascal that was there.
I just say what they say.
Was this tape recorder was existing or somebody has prepared?
A man has prepared it.
Man has prepared. Then somebody must prepare.
But it's man's intelligence that has created it.
Sure. Man, somebody try to understand generally, anything that you see that is created by man or beast or somebody, it is created. So this cosmic manifestation, why do you say that it is not created? It is created. You do not know who has created. That is your ignorance. But as I have no experience in this material world, which is not created. It is created. You are created still. How can you say it is not created?
But then the profane Prabhupada, they say that let us carry that logic to the very end, that even God is created. Why? You say God is having no
cause. No. God is created, you can say, but when a created thing, then he is not God. Our proposition is that everything is created, but finally, if we find somebody is not created, then he is God.
But they would say our conclusion was just now that everything has to have been created.
Huh?
Everything has some source of origin.
Yeah.
So if everything has some source of origin, how can there be something that does not have a source of origin?
No, when there is no source of origin, that is God.
It's like Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form. So he established that he was the origin of everything and he had no cause.
Yeah. Cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. Everything has some cause. But when you finally come to a thing, who has no cause, then he's God.
That is
Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jata, the origin of everything. But he is not originated from something else. And that is God. Therefore it's called absolute. Everything here is relative. And God is absolute. That is the difference between absolute and relative.
They are like children. They want to see that They want to see that original cause immediately. If they do not see the original cause immediately, they say there is no original cause.
And that is childish. That is childish.
So then say someone proposes that God has created everyone equal. God has created everyone equal. God has created all of His children as equal spiritual beings. So why is it that one person is fully Krishna conscious and I have no interest in Krishna consciousness? Then we're not equal. There's some flaw in God's creation.
No. That is your problem. That is your problem. God says that you simply surrender unto me. But does it mean that everyone is surrendered to God?
No, then they are not equal.
Huh?
Then God's
suppose I have got 10 sons or so many disciples. I say that you do this. Somebody may not do it. That independence everyone has got. So after being so-called independent, when he does not do according to the instruction of God, he becomes different. God has created everyone equal. But when he disobeys the order of God, then he becomes different. Where is the flaw in this statement? I say, every one of my students, that don't do this. But if somebody does it, then he becomes different.
Yes, their argument is, they will say that just the fact that the living entity has the independence and the possibility is there for him to make a mistake,
They
consider it to be a flaw.
Yes.
If it's better to be...
But they consider it to be God's flaw.
No, why God's flaw?
Because he has given us the chance to fall
independence down. Means that you may obey me or not obey me. It is not my flaw. Otherwise, independence has no meaning. Independence has no meaning. If I give you independence, just like Krishna is giving independence to Arjuna, now I have explained to you everything. Now I give you independence, either you accept or not accept, that's your point. So if this independence has no such quality, accept or not, that is not independence. If one has to be forced by the law of God, that is not independence. Then one does not know what is the meaning of independence.
Then why has he given us independence?
He must give, because he is the supreme independent. And living entities are part and parcel of God, therefore he must have independence. And that is how he becomes perfect part and parcel.
And as if he did not have independence, that would be the flaw.
Yes. That will be the flaw.
That makes everything complete.
Yes. Independence means that you can do or not do. That is independence.
Their definition of perfect is wrong. It's like this boy's definition of a poet.
He's a rascal. He's simply bogus. He's trying to... There are so many parties like that. They are 4 or 5, they make a group and imitate this beetle. As if beetles have made money, they will also make money. That is it. And speak all nonsense. That's it. These are crazy people. So independence means that you can do or not do. Just like you as a nation, American nation, or English nation, you are all independent. But why you go to the jail? Is it government's fault that you go to the jail? Therefore government has fault. Why this nonsense question? When a man, instead of going to the university, goes to the police custody, is it government's fault? Is it?
Yeah.
Then is common sense happened. The God has given him independence. If you do something wrong against the will of God, then you must suffer. Therefore we find so many varieties of living entities in different grades of life. That is due to misuse of independence.
Very popular today is the idea that if we are misusing our independence, it's because of our upbringing, our childhood, our society. Something is wrong in our psychology. Not that it's soul, not that it's a question of spiritual problem, but material one, that our parents were cruel, or our society, our education was imperfect or something, but not spiritual.
So that is independence. Your parents are clear. Therefore you have revolted against the parent. That is your independence. Why you revolted against parents? Because you have got the independence.
What shall we say to someone, Prabhupada?
Otherwise, if you are given stereotype, then in spite of your father being cruel, you would not declare independence and go out from home. Because you have got this independence, therefore you can understand that why shall I obey this father? I go out. That is it. They do not understand the meaning of independence.
Because they've lost their independence.
Huh?
Because they've lost their independence.
Not lost, misused. Not lost. Independence is still there.
Yeah.
He can go back again
yeah.
to father, go back to home, back to God.
Yeah.
God says, the Sarvadharma, you have come here to enjoy your independence, but you have created a havoc, entanglement. Now, if you simply surrender unto me, abide by my orders, I give you all consciousness immediately. You are free from all reaction and come back to me. Therefore God comes to canvas. He sends his devotee to canvas. That you give up your misuse of independence and become happy. That is just the consciousness program. That if you still stick to the independence, misuse of independence, you remain here.
The problem with these philosophies is these philosophers are simply stubborn. The problem with these different discussions these philosophers are simply stubborn. And when they hear a better philosophy, they still will not change.
That is independence. That is also independence. You accept, yes, what you say it is right, but I will not accept. That is also independence. Misuse of independence.
Like Dhritarashtra, we heard the arguments from Vidura.
Yeah. God's creation is perfect. There is no imperfect.
Does there come a time, Srila Prabhupada, when it misuses independence, the independence is taken away? For example, in animal species.
Now, why shall it be taken? What he has given to you, why is it taken?
In animal life?
Huh?
Animal life?
Animal life, what is that?
Do animals also
independence?
Maintain
their yes. Therefore, they are independent.
They say all is instinct.
You say. They say the even all rascals say. But actually this is independence. But because they are animals, they are directed by nature, more or less. Just like they do not my point is, they do not misuse independence as much as a human being does. You see? Just like a tiger, he is to eat animals, killing animals. He does not come to your orchard to steal your fruits. But you, rascal human being, you eat fruits and animals both. Animal, that is instinct. Animal, suppose if you put, I have given this example many times, a bag of rice on the street, many bars will come. But he will eat some grains, 5 grains, 10 grains, and 20 grains, as much as he can, he'll go out. But you do the same favor to the human being, there will be fight. Everyone will try to take some more quantity in the house and stock it. Therefore, the human being is more responsible for sinful activities.
So the rascal thinks that independence, the manifestation, the symptom of independence, is to misuse independence. He thinks the symptom, I am independent, I will show you I am independent, I will misuse my independence.
No, that's like, you are a citizen of French government, you are also independent. But the government says that if you do this, then you will be punished. So when you do that, that is misuse of independence. Otherwise you are independent.
So real independence means to surrender then?
Yes, to authority. Because you have to surrender. If you don't surrender to God, then you have to surrender to Maya. Just like you don't surrender to government, then you have to surrender to the superintendent of jail. That's all. If you misuse your independence, you will not be happy. This is the fact. But you have got the independence. You can misuse. That is your prerogative. That is your freedom. Freedom means you must have independence. But because you are not absolutely independent, so you suffer. The absolute independent is God, Krishna. That's the government. The government orders, let this crowd shot, let there be bullet shot, hundreds of men die. But government is not responsible for such that. But if you kill one man, you will be safe. So your independence is subordinate independence. Similarly, all living entities, they have been given independence by God, but His independence is subordinate to the independence of God. This is your position. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Da.
So many young people, when we try to preach to them Krishna consciousness, we explain that it means to accept the position of service. Service position, they reject it because they have no experience of service that is satisfying.
They have rejected so many things, why not your proposal? Just like the hippies, they have rejected so many things. Why shall they accept your proposal? Why you think that your proposal is so nice, you will accept it? Doesn't
mean
we
don't preach.
You preach, you just purify, chant Hare Krishna, and let him hear, then he will accept. Then he will gradually come. Yes. He is now in diseased condition. The best thing is to chant. By hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, he will be gradually purified, clean, chetatarpana marjana. Policy. It's like this is unclean. Policy. And you see the reflection. Our process is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Sinnatam Sabatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana. Riddantastha Avadrani.
Verse number 7, 2nd chapter.
Everyone is diseased. So you have to give the medicine and gradually he killed. It's like when I came first, nobody was my devotee. But the medicine was given, little, and they became. So you cannot immediately expect that everyone will hear your word. Why? What you are? Why should we respect you? Cure them. What is that? You got it?
Yeah.
The first part there is Sinnatam Shapatha Krishna Punnatsavana Kisa. Kisa. Punnatsavana Kisa. If one hears only, he doesn't do. If he simply hears Hare Krishna mantra, then he repeats back. Simply by hearing.
We can understand that even though we present so many good arguments, philosophically, the person still does not accept it simply because he is addicted to sinful activity. So therefore there's nothing left to do.
Hearing is a fast, something. Let him give him chance for hearing Hare Krishna.
Svakatam Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidya Antas Rohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti
Sukhitasatam.
See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee.
The Paramatma, Khetragonchapi Manavidhi, he's also Khetrag. He's also in the body. So, here he does his work. Chinnatam Sapatha Krishna. Yes, read the translation.
See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Yeah. The chanting and hearing goes on. And if one agrees to hear and chant, then Krishna helps from you. He pleases. Suhit Satam, because he wants to inform him. Suhit Satam, everyone. Especially the devotee. So he helps, cleans him. In this way, if he is given chance to hear again and again, then the next part, see?
Next verse?
Yes.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhava.
Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. His heart is filled up with so many dirty things. So by that process, when he agrees to hear, chanting and hearing, therefore we say, chant Hare Krishna. I say Hare Krishna and we ask others to chant. Response.
Yeah.
By this process, his heart becomes cleansed. And next verse says, nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. Not that it has become completely cleansed. Little or almost cleansed. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
By this process, nityam bhagavata sevaya. By hearing the message of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is also about Krishna. Chanting about Krishna, nityam, daily, regularly, nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavati uttama sloke.
Bhakti bhavati nishthi.
Okay.
Then he becomes fixed up in devotion. Not that he has completely become cleansed, even little cleansed, then he will. Then he will hear what he said. Unclean, how he can take up?
Can't accept it.
No. Unclean. Therefore, we make more cleaner. The more he becomes clean, he can understand. But unclean state, he do not expect. So So the process of cleanliness is this Cheta Darpana Marjana, Parang Vijayati, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The more they read literature, the more hear, more chanting in this way. Then next verse.
Tadarajastamo
bhava kama kama ruho dayashchari
chita
tira navidastita svatte prasidati. In this way, as the heart becomes clean, he revives his quality of goodness. And when he is situated in the quality of goodness, the other two qualities, passion and ignorance, cannot infect him by this process. Rajastama bhava. Rajastama bhava, the example is kama loha dayastami. When one is too much affected with the rajagun and tamagun, passion and ignorance. What is this? Kama, lusty and greediness. These are the symptoms of rajastama gun. Therefore you see that all people are lusty and greedy. But as soon as he becomes cleansed, come to this standard of goodness, these two qualities cannot affect him anymore. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayastiti. One has to take the process. And it is a simple process. Simple. And that is actually happening in our practical experience. They say, they are all rascals, fools, they can say anything and anything. Pagole kina bole chagole kina kha. In the Bengali he says, a madman, what does he not speak? He thinks any nonsense. And a goat, what does he not eat? So he could keep a madman. They are keeping them mad. That is our protest. That why you are keeping all people mad, crazy, nonsense. And you are also teacher, university. But they have no knowledge. So what is the aim of life? That we have to protest. So as we gradually increase our strength, our number, we have to protest to the world. Why you rascal and fools keeping the whole human society in darkness? We have no knowledge. Yet God says that under my direction, the prakriti is working, you have no knowledge, you are saying that there is no aim. Well, without aim, why God should create this? Such a big, gigantic manifestation. Why He should take responsibility? Is there no responsibility to maintain this gigantic? God has got immense power, He can maintain, that is another thing. But why He should take the responsibility? Just like government creates a big prisoner. It is not for nothing. There is some aim. Otherwise, why government should keep such establishment, huge establishment? The prisoners have to be fed. They have to be given cloth and shelter and everything, arrangement. Similarly, such gigantic universal manifestation, millions and millions are living entities are there. They are to be trained up. They are to be provided with all necessities of life. This responsibility is there. And actually God is doing that. He's giving food. He's giving necessities. Why? There is some aim. The aim is that they have misused their independence, try to reform them, again call them back. This is it. All these living entities in the material world, they have misused their independence. Therefore they are in the material world. Otherwise, why should we remain in the material world? Anyone who is in this material realm, it needs to be understood that he's misused his independence.
Thank you.